outer space. With his sweetheart, Dale Arden, and his good friend, the great scientist and inventor, Dr. Hans Zarkov, Flash Gordon is able to travel far in outer space, to distant planets and other solar systems, seeking new adventures and discoveries, and defending his native Earth against all aggressors. Flash Gordon's deadliest adversary is the evil Ming the Merciless, who rules the planet Mongo. In the aftermath of a daring raid on Ming's headquarters in Mingo City, Flash learned of a secret squadron of Ming's rockets, which were preparing a surprise attack on Earth. Before he was able to escape with the news, however, Flash and Dale were taken prisoner by Ming, who gloated over his triumph.
At last, the mighty Flash Gordon is now my humble prisoner. Are you not proud of your father, my dear Aura?
It is a good omen for the rocket attack you're planning, Father.
I am going to give Flash Gordon back to them first, my dear.
You're going to what?
I surprise you, eh? You don't know my whole plan yet, Aura. Since you have proven yourself loyal to me, you have a vital role to play.
But what must I do?
Now listen carefully, my dear.
Flash, please try to get some rest. You can't get out of here by pacing the floor.
Dale, I'll never forgive myself for letting you come with me on this mission.
I've always been with you, Flash, and this is the way I want it to be, no matter what happens.
Flash! Flash Gordon!
Who's that?
Someone outside the door.
Flash Gordon! Can you hear me?
It's a woman. Who's there?
I am Aura, and I must speak to Flash Gordon.
Aura? Ming's daughter?
Yes, but speak softly. The guards must not hear. Stand back from the door, both of you. I have the special light key that will cut the alarm from the outside. I am opening the door to come in.
It is Aura.
Shh. Quiet, both of you. We can talk safely now. But I have only a few moments. Listen carefully. I have come to help you escape.
You? Helping us to escape? From your father?
Yes. Oh, I can't stand it anymore. This terrible war. The killing. I want to help end this slaughter. But if I help you, you must promise to intervene for my father. I don't want to see him killed. Please promise that you will see to it that he is only exiled if I help to overthrow him.
Flash, don't believe her. It must be a trick.
No. No, I mean it. You don't even have to believe me now. But you will if I help you escape back to Earth, won't you?
Escape? But how?
I have a plan that will work. At least it will get us outside the prison.
But even if we get outside the prison, you know it's impossible to get away from Mongo. Where would we get a rocket ship?
Oh, you forget. I am the Emperor's daughter. I have my own personal ship, only a short distance from the prison. Once we get aboard, we're safe. My ship leaving the planet will not be challenged.
Well, that's possible, all right.
I don't like it, Flash. I'd never trust her.
That's because you're an Earthwoman. You think with your heart, not your head.
Dale, listen. We must try it.
I don't know, Flash.
Now, there's no time to waste. Give me your promise that you will seek leniency for my father if I help you escape.
I give you my word that your father will not be executed.
All right, then. Now, listen carefully. My father is planning to come here soon and question you. I will make an excuse to come with him. The guards will be waiting outside, and when we are together in here, I will signal you. You will overpower my father, and with myself as your escort, we will be able to walk out past the guards and out of the prison before they realize what's happened.
Oh, don't be silly, Aura. How can I overpower your father with guards outside the cell?
Here, take this ray gun. You can set it for a temporary paralysis.
You're giving me a ray gun?
That should prove you can trust me. I must go now. Hide the gun and wait for my signal when we return. Now, stand back from the door.
Flash, it sounds too good to be true.
I know, dear. But we'll have to trust her for now.
I'll never trust her. I saw the way she looked at you. She's tried before to get you to like her.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, dear, when I first met Aura. We thought she was loyal to Baron, the rightful ruler of Mongo, not Ming.
Yes, she fooled you then. And she's fooling you now.
You can't be jealous of her, Dale.
Oh, can't I?
You know what's at stake. The survival of Earth. We must get back there to warn them. I'm making this decision, Dale. It's our only chance.
Everything ready, Graz?
Yes, my lord Ming. The ray gun Aura gave them has been altered so that it will fire, but have no effect upon us. We must pretend to be unconscious.
Good. You know your part, my daughter?
Yes, father. I am ready.
Very well. Is this their cell?
Yes, my lord.
Guards, you know what to do. You will wait outside here.
Yes, sir.
Very well. Open this door. We will go inside.
Stand back from the door, prisoners. The Emperor Ming approaches.
Ming?
Yes, Flash Gordon. I have come to show you that I can be lenient, if you will cooperate.
What do you want?
Close the door, Graz.
Guards, wait outside.
Now then, you two. My daughter has convinced me to try to be lenient with you. If you will tell me the location of Earth's defense bases, I will reconsider the order for your execution.
What? Never.
Flash, no!
What?
All right, Ming. The tables have turned. You and Graz back up against that wall with your hands over your head.
Where did you get that weapon?
From your daughter, Ming. She's fed up with your wanton bloodshed. In exchange for our escape, I've agreed to seek leniency for you.
Aura, is this true?
Yes, Father. I'm sorry. There's no other way.
I should kill you now, Ming. But I'm going to keep my word.
Flash! They're out.
The guards, Aura. How many outside the door?
Just two, but they can hear nothing.
Open the door, Aura.
What?
Do as I say. Dale and I need their uniforms. It'll make it easier to get out of here. Dale, take the gun. When they enter, paralyze them. I'll stay by the door and keep it open. Now, Aura, call them in.
Guards, in here.
Princess Aura.
Hey, the Emperor.
Flash, the gun. It's jammed.
I'll get them. That'll hold them for a moment. Take the other one's uniform, and then we'll tie them up.
Hurry, both of you. We must get out before anyone sees this cell.
I'm almost ready.
I will lead the way. When we're challenged, don't speak, either of you. I will do the talking. You will be escorting me out. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go. Now.
I think we're clear now. Check the instruments, please, Flash.
Yes, we're at about a 250-mile perimeter. Does Ming's sensing equipment check position beyond here?
Only for approaching objects. It's safe to set our course for Earth now.
Then we've made it? We're really free and on our way to Earth.
Yes, Dale, and you must admit Aura kept her word to us.
I told you we'd make it. My ship doesn't get radar challenged leaving Mongo. You know that my father's rocket attack is planned for 8 a.m. tomorrow, Earth time.
Yes, I know.
But what you probably don't know is that Ming is sending two waves of attacking rockets.
Two waves? Why?
The first wave are merely dummy rockets, decoys with remote control and no warheads. They're designed to draw all of Earth's counter rockets and anti-missile fire. That way, Ming hopes that the second wave of attack
will catch us on Earth, with only our secondary line of defense. Yes, it's a clever plan. Our secondary defenses are only for small, localized rockets. It'd never be enough to stop Ming's interplanetary cruisers.
Precisely right. My father isn't exactly a fool, you know.
How many ships in each wave?
150 in the first wave, the decoys. and 200 in the second.
But Ming may change his plans now that you've helped us escape.
No. The attack countdown has already started, and he doesn't know that I learned of the attack plans. He'll attack on schedule. But you'll be able to warn Earth in time.
Flash, what about contacting Earth now? Let them know right away.
Not yet, Dale. We're still too close to Mongo. We'll keep radio silence till we're just outside of Earth's defense perimeter.
Would my Lord Ming wish some more to eat or drink?
No, not now, Graz. I have had enough. Are you still tracking my daughter's...
Yes, my lord. They are still headed for Earth.
Good. My plan is working superbly.
My lord, forgive me, but as your advisor, I still fear for the Princess Aura's safety.
Graz, as your emperor and Aura's father, I tell you to stop worrying. If I know Flash Gordon, Aura will be safely at his side in some command post when the attack comes. And since Flash Gordon must by now be thoroughly convinced that there are two waves of my attack, he will order Earth not to fire at what he thinks are decoys.
And by the time the Earth fools realize they are not decoys...
They will be well inside Earth's line of defense. Even the Earth people will not let their entire planet be destroyed. They will be forced to surrender with my ships over every major city. Besides, Graz, you know I would not hesitate to sacrifice even her life if it meant the success of my plans, my conquest of the Earth. Nothing will stand in Ming's way.
Flash, I couldn't believe my ears when the report came. But you are safe.
Yes, Dr. Zarkov, it's good to see you again.
And Dale, my dear, we were so worried.
I'm fine, Doctor. You received our message about the two waves of Ming's attack?
Yes. Flash, General Garson has asked that you, in your military rank of colonel, take command of Earth's line of defense.
Yes, Colonel Gordon. Your knowledge of Ming's strategy has proven invaluable.
Flash Gordon, help! With these men!
Release her, General. Princess Aura is in my custody.
It's all right, Sergeant. The woman is in Flash Gordon's custody. Bring her here with us.
They were locking me up. Is this the way you keep your promises, Flash Gordon?
You're free, Aura. You heard the general just now. You will stay with me during the next 8 hours.
Flash, wouldn't it be better if she were under guard?
Colonel Gordon, our security may be compromised if...
I want her with us in the command post, General. And I want to use command post D. Do you understand?
Post D, but that...
Colonel Gordon knows what he's doing. You can trust him, General.
Right. Earth Defense will receive my orders from there.
Yes, I understand.
Good. Dr. Zarkosh, you and Aura come with Dale and me. We haven't a moment to lose. Colonel Gordon speaking. Give me a time check.
Time, 7:54 a.m. Attack hour minus 60.
Sightings, report?
Report negative. No enemy force in sight yet.
Stand by. Aura, the attack is due for 8 a.m., isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Surely you know that my father's attack fleet uses the new stellar drive power. You should pick up their traces no more than 4 minutes before attack time.
Are they that fast?
The stellar drive is useful for attack forces, but not for long-range cruising. We use it also for our attack missiles.
Stand by.
Report.
Enemy attack fleet. Area 44. Position 12. Approaching 1,000 miles per minute.
Put them on the viewing screen as soon as they're in range.
Viewing screen ready.
Report. Type a number of enemy ships.
Attack force. Approximately 300 rocket ships.
300?
Type ASC-7, stellar drive.
Those are the decoys, the first wave. They're unarmed.
They're too far away to tell, but
300?
Enemy attack force forming divergent pattern. Areas 26, 13, 44, and 31.
This is the first wave, right, Aura?
Yes, Flash.
Enemy attack fleet in viewing screen range.
There they are, on the screen.
Entering primary defense perimeter. Request General Gordon's order to attack.
Do not attack. Repeat. Do not attack enemy ships.
All primary defense stations. No attack.
Flash, I hope you know what you're doing.
Watch the screen, Dale.
I see them. There are hundreds of them, all right.
Enemy fleet, 500 miles inside the defense perimeter. Red alert. Red alert. Sensing detectors report nuclear warheads on enemy ships. Prepare for nuclear attack.
They are armed.
You fool. Did you think my father and I would give up so easily? Our nuclear attack force is now inside your defense perimeter without a shot being fired. You're helpless.
You lied to us. Oh, why are you...
Let her go, Dale.
But those rockets. You gave the orders to let them go through.
Don't touch that firing button. I'm still in command here.
Look at the screen. The rockets.
Oh, no. They're being attacked.
The enemy fleet. They're being destroyed.
Yes. Our primary defense force.
No! No!
They're wiped out. They're wiped out, Dale, you see?
But how?
This is Command Post D. That means D for dummy. And Dr. Zarkov and I established this false command post long ago with General Garson. Just for an emergency like this. All of my orders were dummies.
Yes. The actual defense was controlled by General Garson. His orders destroyed Ming's fleet.
But how did you know?
I suspected you from the start, Aura. I knew there wasn't going to be any second wave of attack. My suspicions were confirmed when I heard there were 300 ships. Your father's entire attack fleet.
Oh, Flash. You knew all the time.
But we had to play along with the Dale in order to escape. I couldn't even tell you what I was doing.
And what shall we do with our guest now, Flash? We can use her as a hostage against Ming.
My father knows that I was prepared to sacrifice myself. Kill me if you wish, but you'll never defeat Ming.
I don't think that's the answer, Zarkov. Ming would sacrifice his daughter if necessary. I have a better idea. She'll be held here on Earth in our protective custody. And I want her to see as much as possible of our way of life. When she's seen what freedom and democracy are really like, she may understand why we are fighting this war. And she'll be more useful on our side.
You're not going to kill me? Or put me in prison?
It's never too late for a little education, my dear princess. And who knows, one day... Flash may be right. After all, your sympathies used to lie with King Baron, the rightful ruler of Mongo.
I don't know what to say.
Aura, we do want to help you if we can. Let her stay with me for a little while, Flash.
All right, dear. Take care of her. Dr. Zarkov?
Yes, Flash?
With Ming's attack force wiped out, you and I have some very urgent business in Washington. Let's go.